launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Real briefly, a quick correction. Last hour, I said that we were talking about Strong City, which is a religious group that is based out of New Mexico. They've had some of their children stolen from them by the state recently. And I said to Dave earlier when he was on the phone giving us an update that I was surprised because I have subscribed to their blog so I can keep up to date on what's going on. But I said I didn't notice anything new on the blog. Well, as it turns out, there has been a bunch of new posts. And the reason I didn't see it was because the first post on the blog is from in April, and so when I was looking at my aggregator, I kept seeing the same story there at the top, and so I figured nothing new was posted, but they've got some way of posting an old post to the very top of the blog, which confused me. So anyway, if you go to strongcity.info, you can read some of their responses to what the state has done to them. We continue here, and just to caution you in case you're just tuning in, I don't agree with their religion. I'm not a religious guy, and I'm just passing that on to you, okay, in case you're following the case and you want to know what's going on. Their blog is pretty interesting. We continue with your calls. Tom in Florida is still on the line with us. Tom, you had something else you wanted to discuss, so go ahead, sir.
Yes. Do you ever have guests on your program?
It's very occasional.
Rare.
We've had maybe like 50 guests in 5 years.
It's really a show about the callers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason I mentioned it was there's a really interesting couple named Jack and Margie Flynn, and they're out in New Mexico, I believe. And they've done a whole lot of interesting study about our court system.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically go on the whole idea that, you know, since we are, if you are truly a sovereign, you are an American, you know, flesh and blood sovereign, when you walk into a court, you are walking into a private law court, okay, unless you can establish that you want it to be a common law court. And the way they do it is, one of the first things they say is never get involved in the court system because they're going to beat you. They'll beat you with some either through procedure or something they know that you don't know, very complicated.
Yeah, you really can't play by their rules because...
Well, you'll lose.
Yeah.
So what they do when they first walk into a court, and they've coached a lot of people, and they claim between 300 and 400 court victories. Victories meaning they reach a point where the court kind of throws them out and never calls them back. They never actually get to engage the court.
Okay.
And they do it by the very first thing they say is they announce who they are. They say that, you know, my name is such and such. I'm a flesh and blood sovereign. I'm a citizen of, you know, the United States of America, which is comprised of several states, you know, not the corporate United States. Are you familiar with any of this stuff?
As I understand, the federal government is a corporation. That much I know, but...
Well, all towns and cities are corporations.
Yeah.
Most people don't realize a municipal corporation is open for business, which is what a lot of people don't. They get confused. They don't realize.
Yeah, it says
it's a revenue collecting corporation.
Right. When you drive into to Keene, New Hampshire, it says on the sign when they were incorporated.
Exactly. Well, anyhow, what they do is they establish who they are. They establish that they're basically flesh and blood sovereigns, and that they're not subject to. Basically, there's a whole aspect of being either, you know, your legal fiction or your true person. And I don't know if you're familiar with any of that either.
Yeah, the idea is, and I don't know how much validity there is to it.
I think there's a lot.
Some people have, you know, some people claim that this stuff works, but they don't actually have any real evidence to back it up. So I think we're in a stage right now where people are actually trying these things.
Well, they win.
We're starting to hear some positive, indicators.
Yeah.
But the basic idea there is that when you when you're born, the state and correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. This is as I understand it. When you're born, the state files creates this birth certificate. You get a copy of it. They they file it on their little records, and somehow that's worth some money to them. I'm not sure how that all works, but anyway, the suggestion is that when they create that birth certificate, they've created a person, which, as a legal definition, is a legal fiction. It's something that doesn't exist.
That's right.
But it does exist in the world of legal fictions, in that the government is a fiction. The government isn't real. There are people. People are real. But the government isn't. It's just a concept. It's just a belief system in the minds of many, many people. And so the government being a legal fiction created in the minds of many people there are these, again, these persons, these other legal fictions that can interact with the government and do things sort of underneath or at the pleasure of the government. And that's what essentially the birth certificate is. Because the government is a legal fiction, the legal fiction creates more legal fictions, and they're subservient to them. But if you claim that you're a sovereign individual, or as you say, flesh and blood human, or whatever you want to call yourself, if you actively separate yourself from this legal fiction world, then you can do some interesting things. That's what you're getting at, right?
Yes, exactly. They cannot, the court system being only an idea, can only interface with another fiction. But if you go in there and you state, according to Jack and Margie, and I do believe it's true.
And that's consensual, right? I mean, because if people don't realize it, then they're consenting by default. But if you withdraw your consent, then things get interesting.
You have to actively and very loudly explain who you are. I mean, the 13th Amendment reads what? No indentured servitude, no slavery. So everything we do has to be consensual. And like they say, silence means consent.
Right.
If you don't actually say anything when you get into the courtroom, they basically assume, they presume, and legally, I think it's legal, that you know where you are and you know who you are, and they proceed with you, and next thing you know, they're taking some money from you for a tail light out or this or that.
Sure.
And everything is actually legal in a sense.
So who are these people that you're referring to again? What were their names?
Okay, Jack and Margie Flynn.
Now, do they have a website?
Yes, and they do lectures. They do wonderful constitutional lectures.
What's the website? Just
it's
out of
called
curiosity.
Citizens of the American Constitution.org.
That's a long one. Citizens of the American Constitution.org.
And they've been at this a long time. They're quite older. They're older. I think Jack went to law school way back. They must be in their 70s, anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. It's good to know that there's actually a website out there, and I hope they give out some of their information for free, because there's so many people out there that just want to charge like hundreds of dollars for the secrets of how to get out of the system. But why would you want to be a citizen of the Constitution? You never signed it. What does it do for you?
Oh, well, I don't think they claim that. That's just their website.
Oh, I see.
But what they do is when they go into a courtroom, they basically explain who they are, so there's no misunderstanding that they're not a fiction. Then the next thing they do is they say to the judge, they say, Judge, you've taken an oath of office in which you swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against, you know, enemies foreign and domestic. Isn't that correct? And as soon as he says yes, they've kind of got him by the short hairs, because the next thing they say to him is, and in so taking that oath, you will conduct yourself today here in these proceedings in accordance with it. Isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah. Then you say, I am all, because of my, you know, my status as a under the Constitution, I'm, and according to your oath, I'm accorded due process. Isn't that correct? He goes, oh, yeah. And at that point, let's say it's a traffic violation. This is when they bring forth, they say, well, okay, now I have the right to confront my accuser. I need to know what the damages are. I need evidence of a complaint.
And they can't
provide
all
these things for me.
Right, they can't do it.
Well, and he's also, provided there's a stenographer there, he's on the record as having admitted that he took his oath. He's on the record saying he complied with his oath. Right away, you've converted this private law court into a common law court, which don't exist anymore. I guess they've been phased out since about the 1930s.
And so eventually they get into a place where you've backed them into this corner to where they have to get rid of you.
Yeah, they basically get rid of you and never call you back, and that's what they call victories.
Absolutely. If you can minimize that, I mean, whenever you encounter bureaucracy, you will be damaged. They will take your time or your money. So if all you can avoid is losing a little bit of time, then that is as close to a victory as one can
come.
Well,
they never claim that you're ever going to get any justice there or win. What they'll do is they'll realize that you're basically untouchable.
And they'll leave you alone.
Very voicefully, you've said, hey, this is who I am. I know who you are. In effect, they're saying to the judge, you know, you are a public official.
Right.
You are a
fiduciary.
Yeah,
I like the approach. Tom, your approach is actually very similar to one that we're familiar with, Mark Stevens over at AdventuresInLegalLand.com.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've talked with Mark before. Oh, yeah.
Nope. So very similar tactics there. We've actually had Mark on the show in the past, so maybe looking at these folks and see what they've got going. Hey, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Is it really a government by the consent of the governed? Some evidence suggests that it might be if enough people were to start saying, no, I don't consent. What would they do? More on the way. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages, created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. And get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go and create. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out, eating right, no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. can see the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, it's Gene, the Christian anarchist in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, can you hear me all right?
Hey, Gene. Great. What's on your mind? We got you.
I can't hear you. Worth the beans.
Oh, that's probably because I was tweaking stuff in here, and let me see. Does that help any? Is it better?
That's a little better.
Okay. Very
but
good.
But anyway, I'm here right now with Keith and stuff. We're getting some signs set up to go to Kentucky. And I wanted to fill you guys in on what happened in Mississippi on Saturday.
Okay, great. Go for it.
It was a joke. The whole
Before you do that, tell me what was going on in Mississippi. What was the joke?
The convention. It was the convention for the state of Mississippi, and I was an alternate delegate. My brother-in-law was a delegate, and another guy we know there in northern Mississippi was a delegate. I mean, an alternate delegate.
Okay.
And so we went down there. We only knew two other people that were going to be there from the Jackson area who were Ron Paul supporters. And we thought that there would be, an opportunity to elect delegates to go to Minnesota, which did not turn out to be the case.
Right. They seem to be being tricky about this delegate election process that used to be, that they would elect delegates. Now it seems like they're appointing people in order to keep the Ron Paul folks out of the delegate process.
Right. Well, it was actually a slate. You elected the slate, and the slate was chosen by the governor of the state of Mississippi.
Each
handpicked the slate, and you voted for the slate, so you really had no choice. I did talk to Sergeant-at-Arms there, who was a very interesting fellow. He was an older guy. He used to work for the governor for several years, and he had a lot to say about what's going on with the Republican Party, and he wasn't terribly happy with it either because there's really no more selection going on. It's all done from the top down, and there's no discussion. There's no activity of being able to do anything. He did give me insight and some pointers that I want to pass on to anybody who's going to go to a convention that, any of these states that haven't held them yet. There's a couple states left.
Yes, for those of you who are still trying to make a difference in the system, go ahead with the pointers, sir.
So, he did tell us that the time that we could have made our move was at the very beginning of the convention, like about a half an hour into the convention. They had something where we, and I don't have my notes with me, but where they just said, these are the minutes of the something-something hearing, whatever hearing it was that had happened the day before. And at that hearing or that meeting was when they decided on the slate of delegates. So if I'd known that, if the people were aware of that, that would have been the time to say nay. You know, they say anybody all in favor of passing of accepting these say aye, and those opposed say no. So you would have said no, but there would have had to have been enough of you to actually make a change. So that means you got to have 50% of the people in order to object to it, in order to make the change.
So number one, you have to. Number one, you really have to know the system and all the little rules and regulations. And number two, you have to have a significant number of participants in order to make it happen. And what you just had a handful of people, right?
Right. We didn't have enough people. We couldn't have made a difference anyway. But
You got to get up here to New Hampshire, Gene. You'll have plenty of people up here.
Well, I'll be on my way. Now, I do want to make a comment about Saturday's show, too, while I got you on the air.
Okay, do it.
I'm very impressed with you, Mark.
How so?
Mark, you're beginning to sound like an anarchist. I love it. You just really tore those people up about proper authority and where does the authority come from.
We had a bunch of nationalists call in. For those that didn't hear the show, Saturday night was full of nationalist calls.
You know, I'm still of the opinion that talking to people about certain issues, and when they start bringing up certain issues, roads, cops, things like that, that you probably, those aren't where I would focus my arguments. I'd be like, okay, I'll concede to you that the government can, handle roads and cops. Now, will you concede to me that it screws everything else up? So, those are kind of where I come with my arguments.
Gene, well, thanks for the call.
I like it. You're coming along.
Very good, sir. Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue. Bring up whatever you want. You know, Gene, it's going to be interesting for Gene, being an anarchist, now jumping into the world of politics, trying to go to conventions and stuff and make a difference within the Republican Party.
Oh, sure.
Well, yeah, he can handle it, but it's just got to be weird. But yeah, you know, if you want to make a splash in the world of politics, and I don't know why you'd want to, but some people do. New Hampshire. Here in New Hampshire, there are some really great activists. Of course, we're part of the Free State Project. 20,000 liberty-loving activists all moved here to New Hampshire in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And the political scene up here is much more, number one, friendly than many of the other scenes.
And for every victory we have here, I hear of another state having a victory, which means that I hear 50 times more victories in New Hampshire than I do in other states.
Yeah, the guys are really well organized here, and they're actually having some positive effect instead of showing up at a meeting and being disappointed,
yep,
like Gene. We continue here. Well, let's talk to Roy in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Roy?
Not so much. My name is Ray Miller. I'm calling from Chicago. I just want to make a quick comment on the earthquake that happened in China.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the HAARP machine in Alaska?
I have heard that there's a magic weather machine that they have in Alaska, but I don't know. I mean, does it cause earthquakes?
Well, it's ostensibly to study the ionosphere, but supposedly it is... crazy as it sounds, tuned into the frequency of every human being's mind in the world.
And
also,
my mind?
In addition to mind control capabilities, theoretically and supposedly does have weather control capabilities.
Whose minds are they controlling?
Pardon?
Whose minds are they controlling?
Well,
it's a pretty fancy
machine.
I'm not
sure that they're controlling minds right now. I think
how many minds can they control at any one given time?
I believe when activated, the whole planet.
The whole planet? I'll be damned. Why haven't they activated it yet?
That's
what are they holding off for?
And I don't have an answer.
Who has it, the Democrats or the Republicans?
The American military.
Well, are they Democrats or Republicans?
Probably both.
How come we can't get together on the one candidate then? Why don't they just turn it on and decide John McCain's Hillary Clinton? I'm sure Hillary Clinton, Bill's got some ins in this whole military thing. You know, he was president for a while.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd be able to get it turned on.
Strength.
Yeah, that's a good question. And to be honest with you, I don't have the answer.
Well,
but
yeah,
I really was calling more on commenting the fact that, in my opinion, I believe that without a doubt that this HAARP machine that the American military invented was responsible for the earthquake.
Well, but we've had earthquakes before they had the HAARP machine, right?
Yeah.
Well, then how were those happening?
They were just normal earthquakes.
Now, why is it this earthquake isn't normal then?
Because I believe China and the U.S. are secretly at odds.
Yeah, you have no evidence. You're just a paranoid kook. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And are you remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com. INTERKNOBS.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, poles, and more. Internobs.com. Yes, you can call the show about absolutely anything. And if it's some crazy crackpot conspiracy theory, well, sometimes we'll put up with you and play with you. Sometimes we'll just laugh at you. I'm in a laughing mood today. But I noticed, well, you're laughing on the inside.
I'm not laughing at how mean you are. These microphones really cranked you up today. Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking during the break that we just had this guy call in and was talking about this HAARP program, and he suggested that it's an evil program that they're going to use to control minds. We asked him, well, how many minds can they control with this thing? He said, everyone on the planet. Well, why haven't they flipped this thing on yet? Well.
Yeah, the story was kind of falling apart.
So now, what I was thinking, though, was because some of the chemtrail kooks called earlier in the show tonight, and I was thinking there are an awful lot of similarities between the claims about these programs. Once the chemtrail claims that you hear different ones. You hear the claim that that's to control minds, dropping chemicals from the skies, allegedly mm-hmm. to control minds. They also claim that that's for weather modification. And then, of course, is they're poisoning us. So there's three claims with the chemtrail thing. Now, the HAARP, the weather modification program, they talk about a weather modification, which, by the way, it's not a weather modification program, at least according to Wikipedia. But they claim it can modify the weather, and they claim, this guy claims, it can control people's minds. Now, they don't claim HAARP's trying to poison anybody, but it seems like there's a lot of cross purposes here. Like, if they have all this great mind control technology out there, they've got it. They've got you from like two sides. They've got you chemically mind controlled, and they've got the radiological, radio waves, electromagnetic mind control, right?
Uh-huh.
So we should be like total zombies. I mean, we should be, if they're using these techniques on us, and what these crazy crackpot callers have to say is true, then we certainly shouldn't be here doing this show, Mark, because this is not, I mean, the mind control people would not want us talking about freedom and liberty in the way that we are on Free Talk Live, so it would seem to me that I'm pretty much making the choices for my own life, and I'm pretty sure you are as well, Mark, and
reasonably so.
Most of our callers and listeners probably feel as though they're in control of their own lives. In fact, the last guy admitted they haven't flipped the switch on this program yet. Well, if you've got all these methods that are so devious and so effective at controlling minds, what are you waiting for? Put it into action. Seems to me that the propaganda devices, the old school kind of mind control, works well, like sending kids to government school, indoctrinating them, and then, you know, letting them watch television run by people who graduated from government schools and, you know, just dumbing people down through that process seems to have been pretty effective. I don't think you need any chemical doses or crazy electromagnetic spectrum programming to control people's minds. But if this is legitimate, what these people say, where's the evidence? There's no evidence beyond crazy crackpot callers to radio shows and nutty websites that just ramble and ramble and ramble. Sorry, you got nothing. If you want to prove it to me, then show me where all the damn mind control is.
Well, I would think mind control would be difficult to prove. I don't know. It's nonsense. It is.
We can choose for ourselves what we want to do with our lives. And if you want to choose for yourself to research a bunch of crazy crap like chemtrails and HARP, then you can spend all the time you want to on that. It's just that the thing is with these conspiracy theorists, Mark, they get into this rabbit hole, they find out something that sounds really suspicious, and they start researching. And then they uncover more suspicious sounding things. Of course, they're just researching on websites that have been created by other crazy crackpots, so they're just reinforcing their belief system. And it just leads them down this hole of madness where you aren't thinking straight. You're not thinking clearly. There's a device in Alaska that can control the minds of every single person in the world, and they just haven't flipped the switch yet? You're nuts, dude.
And to think that we would know this. I mean, it seems ludicrous just all around. So who's running it? The American military is running it? Are they staffed by aliens? I mean, you know, how crazy is this story? Are they all riding Pegasus? I mean, what's going on? What's that, Pegasi?
I guess.
Pegasus.
So anyway, so they've got these, if they have all these so-called ways to control minds, it's proof that they don't actually have them because no one's mind is being controlled. It's just nonsense. And by the way, the whole poison factor for the chemtrails, we're living longer lives. We're living longer, healthier, happier lives than we ever have in the past. So the idea that we're being poisoned is equally as absurd. There's no evidence for any of this. It's just people, they want something, you know, something to believe in. Something that, they, as you say, Mark, that they can know that you don't know. Something that puts them on the inside loop, the in crowd. All right, we continue with your calls. Oh, we've got a crackpot conspiracy theorist on the line. Lee in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Why has Lee got to be crackpot?
It says it in the call description here. It says Lee is calling as a crackpot conspiracy theorist. Did you label yourself that way, Lee?
Not quite. I left my name out, but I guess it's kind of like Dave calling. We can't fool anybody.
No, not with your voice, Lee.
But with his accent, you can tell he's from the east side of Montana because it's a pretty big state.
Mm.
So what's going on, man? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys are kind of, by denying this, are falling right into the whole program of of being mind-controlled. And I have a little proof to this from a guy I'd known for about 8 years. I went to Alaska for about 10. Had a huge security county, 125, 30 people up there. Got the home run deal at an airport. He says they had stuff underground on, you know, 250-foot hydraulic cylinders, which are millions of bucks a piece to build, that came out of the tarmac, that went up in the air. They have their whole nuclear plant. This guy don't do drugs. He just lifts weights. Don't do steroids either. And he said, it was just mind-boggling. Just huge areas going everywhere. By the way,
wait, I don't understand. Wait a minute. You're saying he was in Alaska and saw a bunch of equipment?
In Fairbanks at the airport up there.
So the fact that someone saw some equipment means that they're controlling people's minds?
He was there to guard the stuff. That
okay,
was his job.
It's valuable equipment.
$117 an hour per person.
So it's valuable equipment. That doesn't prove anything.
There's a lot of evidence that they produced somewhere down there on off of the Canadian coast where they've caught signatures of this stuff in excess of 2 billion. That's B, billion.
What
watt.
Stuff are you referring to? Are we talking about the weather electromagnetic wave modification? Or
it
are you
has
talking about
all
the
kinds
the
of things. They can't use it nonstop because everything would be scrambled. They can only give it short hits. First of all, they can't power it that long. 2 billion watts is like every radio station in the world.
2 billion
going off
watts,
at
huh?
once. Billion. Billion with a B.
Mm. That would be a lot of radio stations.
Well, yeah, you know, the best you can get is 100,000, so...
So you believe that they are controlling people's minds with a radio transmitter?
They just do it for a shot here and there. They're still dialing it in.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when you guys completely deny this... You may as well be Democrats saying that, you know, there's no inflation.
Well, if you want to prove to me there's a Santa Claus, you're going to have to prove it to me. Otherwise, I'm going to continue to deny
your
claim.
Well, I don't want to prove it to you. I don't care. But when people tell you this stuff, there's usually some kind of factual stuff that they've heard.
No, there's not.
Well, I would say that there's probably some factual stuff behind this. I'll bet the government would love to control our minds. However, I think that they aren't doing it, and I don't think that HARP has anything to do with it.
Well, they can't do it nonstop, or we'd be Vegematics, okay? We'd be
all
talking
right,
nonsense like you do sometimes.
Well, then it's completely useless, then, isn't it? I mean, if it's true, and
no,
they can only
works
do it
fine.
Here and there.
They got you saying that they don't have anything like that that exists. That's what they want. They want you to say nothing like that exists.
Thanks for the call, Lee. 800-259-9231.
It'd be nice to Lee.
Nonsense. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase if you start shopping there. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Continuing here in a moment with your calls. But real quick, just to address something that Lee said a few moments ago, calling in to defend the conspiracy theorists on their whole HAARP program, this alleged weather modification slash mind control project by the government. Okay, so Lee said that the evidence that HAARP exists is the fact that we don't believe it exists. The evidence that it is controlling our minds is the fact that we don't believe that it's controlling our minds. That's his evidence, beyond the fact that he knew a guy who worked up there guarding some really expensive equipment. Okay, so let's go ahead and turn that around then, Mark. Let's look at this. We've debated with the chemtrail kooks for a long time, but the HAARP thing barely ever comes up. So let's believe for one moment that this is true.
Okay,
let's put our sense. Lee said the evidence that we that it exists is that we don't believe. Okay, now we believe. We're believers in the whole mind control, weather control conspiracy. We are being mind controlled. There's a military program called HAARP, and it's sending out evil radio waves occasionally, because he says they can't run all the time. So they can only flip it on every so often, but every so often they're controlling our minds. All right, now what?
I guess there's nothing.
We should run a political candidate who will make that one of his prime issues to abolish the HAARP program. Elect me and I'll abolish the mind control program. How's that going to go?
That's not going to go.
No, it's not going to work. Because, I mean, it's difficult enough to get a political candidate to win office talking about liberty and freedom. You know, maybe the mind control thing would actually be more successful politically. No one's ever tried it. Man, it might be worth a shot. But no, I'm with you on that, Mark. I don't think that would be too effective. So what else do we have as an option? Okay, we're being mind-controlled every so often, which is pretty serious. I mean, if that's true, that's pretty serious, so it should be stopped. We could get a band of people together, and we could go to Alaska, where the HAARP program is.
Blow it up.
And we could raid their facility, kill everyone there, and blow the place up.
Well, let's try not to kill anybody, but...
Okay. Well, we would want to destroy the place. Whatever it would take to destroy physically the location of the HAARP project. Would that solve the problem?
Well, it would certainly slow them down.
Well, right, because they could always just build another one somewhere, right?
Right.
And they could have like a secret location because they tell everybody where HAARP is, mm-hmm. So they can have like another HAARP secretly. And how would we find? How do we deal with that?
Hmm. Well, I can tell you that before we had actually the dust had settled on the destroyed harp, that there would be a new location that we are being told that is controlling our minds.
Area 51.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got an underground electromagnetic wavelength spectrometer thing that's going to control. Really? Okay, so political process, that's not going to cut it. A raid, probably not going to work, because, I mean, unless you have a real serious military force, you're going up against the military, right? So they're going to have some guys there to guard that base, and
yeah.
It's not going to be easy. You're possibly going to die. So it might be better to actually live as a mind-controlled zombie than to die. So what else? Is there anything else? I don't think so.
Besides blowing it up?
Political change or blowing it up?
It's worldwide.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to think here. I'm trying to brainstorm. Is there any other way to change the situation?
No.
Nope. So your choice. You go out there and start talking to people about how they're being mind controlled and try to convince everybody that they're being mind controlled.
I don't feel mind controlled, just so you know.
No, I don't either. It's just a bunch of nonsense. But you could try to convince everyone of that, and if you convinced enough people, and maybe someone would run for president and shut down the program. But then again, that's freaking impossible. You've got to be kidding me.
Does seem unlikely.
So, 800-259-9231. Fact is, there's no one that's being mind-controlled. These people just need something interesting to believe in. Something sexy. Something exciting. Something dangerous because their lives are so dull. Why don't you move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty? There's all kinds of things you can do here to keep you busy. Keep you occupied. Of course, if you want to come here and start talking about kooky crackpot stuff like that, stay where you are. 800-259-9231.
Lots of people here believe that stuff.
Yeah, but they don't go out and talk about it. They don't put it on the front street or on their sleeve.
I was invited, not by a free stater, by a local, to a 9/11 expo this
Ooh.
Saturday at the high school. I can't imagine.
High school, huh?
Yeah, if there is a cabal of
how would they have let that happen?
Yeah, how the hell would they let them in the public high school? But I'm only telling you what the case.
Well, they forgot to flip on the heart machine this week, Mark. If they had flipped it on a few times, it would have solved that. All right, we continue here. You can bring up anything. We go to Nigel in New York. Nigel, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, yeah. Conspiracy people, really, I mean, people can believe whatever they want. I don't care. But they kind of make me angry because I feel like they're buying into the government's whole myth of it being powerful. Because if government had a mind control system, you know that it would be controlled by three different committees and that they would all want to switch it on for different things.
Mm.
And, you know, the military would want to switch it on to support Iraq and the IRS would want to switch it on to get everybody to pay their taxes, and obviously this isn't happening because nobody does any of those things.
That's a good
all
point.
These people are doing is they're buying into the concept that government is powerful, which we all know it isn't powerful. It's just big.
Yeah.
So it's like a cow. It can't do much, but it's big.
I think it's powerful.
On you, it sucks.
But let me play the role of the conspiracy theorist for a moment, Nigel. The conspiracy theorist would say, well, that's what they want you to think. They want you to think that they're incapable. They want you to believe that they're slow and plodding and that they're inefficient. And it may be true that many government programs are that way, but there are some secret programs that they aren't slow, they aren't inefficient, that they're working secretly with black budgets that you don't even know exist. And how can you say that those programs are subject to the same rules that these other government programs are?
Because it's not like there's some special law that says, oh, well, these government programs all have to be ineffective, but, you know, the secret ones don't. It's just fact. Government sucks at doing everything that it wants to do.
Yes, but the government did successfully blow up lots of people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and they have successfully killed a lot of people, millions of people over the years, over the last 100 or so years. So they've been successful at that.
Great. How are you going to stop an atom bomb by calling into a radio station? I mean, come on.
That's a great point.
Because all these people are doing is empowering the government that they hate. All they're doing is helping it out. They're wasting their time. These are people who could, if they stop buying into the government's myth that is powerful, they could be helping us out with getting liberty.
They could be, but what they do is they end up cowering in their basements and calling a bunch of radio shows, because the more they believe the government is powerful, the more incapable they become of doing anything about it, the more frightened to death they are. When we talk to these people at the Free State Project, they believe that there's going to be tanks rolled in and a nuke dropped on New Hampshire.
Right. And, I mean, if that happens, okay, it's over.
Right.
But it's not like you're going to be more productive in your basement.
Right,
know?
Yeah. At least I wasn't living and cowering in fear in my remaining
right.
days. At least I was on my feet, standing up for liberty.
Right, and I'll wrap it up by saying, if you do, I can understand how people would end up believing some of these things. I think it's entirely possible that the federal government let 9/11 happen on purpose. Does it make a difference? No. But the last thing I have to say to these people is, the only thing you do when you tell people about this is you get people to think, man, the government sure is big and it sure can do a lot. Nobody's going to believe you about chemtrails or anything like this. All they're going to say is, man, that's a lot of power that I want working for my priorities.
Wow, that's a great point. So they're actually, by promoting the idea that government can do these things, whether or not you believe them or not, they are still promoting in the minds of many people that government is powerful and government can do some dangerous things to people. And so they're encouraging fear, is what you're saying.
Right, and most people aren't good.
What do you mean by that? Most people aren't good.
Most people aren't like you and I. They're not going to sit here. They don't think about their decisions as to, is this morally right or wrong? They'll all say that they do, but most of them don't. They say,
well, they're probably using a different scale than you and I are. They're probably, if it makes me feel good, it's good, or if the Bible
says
it's good, or, they're using some other scale than you and I are.
Right. So when they realize that government is powerful, they don't think about, when they decide the government is powerful, which it's not, they don't think about how, this is dangerous. And
I think that's an excellent
point. Oh, I can use this to work towards my end.
I think you've drawn some excellent connections here, Nigel, and thank you for the call. Always nice to hear from somebody else going up against the conspiracy theorists. Besides, it's usually just us, Mark. More coming up. You take control. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.